Your self-aware genius. What is the purpose of self-awareness? I know, weird question, but what is it exactly? A long endgame of universal evolution? So we, as part of the universe, can help the universe be aware of itself? What about from an evolutionary standpoint? Once upon a time, there were a bunch of animals that didn't have much self-awareness. There have been a bunch of different primates. Most have gone extinct. Maybe it's our self-awareness that gives us the advantage. Maybe it's our self-awareness that allowed us to dominate the Earth rather than penguins or some other animal. The whole idea of evolution toward a self-aware, intelligent entity isn't something many believe is inevitable. Ask any scientist if life and evolution on Earth could start over, would it be guaranteed that self-aware, intelligent entities would evolve? Nobody really knows the answer. Maybe self-aware entities are accidental. Maybe we're inevitable. One reason we might have kept our self-awareness when it popped up was it helped us to learn. We would watch other people doing things, and then we could watch ourselves try and do those same things. And we could compare our behavior to our model's behavior. Kids do this all the time. They watch adults and copy them, and they keep copying them until they can do it the same way. The main purpose of our self-awareness could be a brain programming tool to keep copying other behaviors from other people, either real people or imaginary people. This may be why we have stories, to create imaginary archetypes to learn from, to imagine our favorite archetypes in mind while we try and emulate them. This would suggest that the main purpose we have such big brains is so we can keep learning. The more you learn, the more skills you have. All else equal, people with more skills and knowledge are more respected. All else equal, people with more skills and knowledge are more valued to employers, to friends, to lovers. Continuous learning could be the one thing that above all else will give you a secret weapon. Regardless of who you're speaking to, regardless of where you're working, regardless of how much of a train wreck society or the economy has become. Even one of the super geniuses of all time, Isaac Newton, the inventor of calculus, said he could only do that stuff because he was standing on the shoulders of giants that he had learned from all the dudes who had lived before him. The more you learn, the more you can do. The more you can do, the more you can do. The never-ending virtuous cycle of continued success. To get started, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.